Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 6th of June, 2016. It was on this day, 1933, the first drive-in movie theater opened. It was in Camden, New Jersey, the brainchild of a young man named Richard Hollingshead, Jr. He was managing his father's auto shop in Camden called Wiz Auto Products. And he dreamed of creating something that bring a little fun to life in the Depression. He mounted a film projector on the hood of his car in his backyard and attached a screen to a couple of trees, worked out a system of parking spaces with various ramps and blocks to make sure that every car would have a view of the screen. The sound came from a speaker mounted by the screen. He applied for a patent. He opened his theater on Crescent Boulevard in Camden. The film was a comedy called Wife Beware, starring Adolphe Manjou. It cost 25 cents per car, 25 cents per person after that. There was a kids' play area. There was a snack stand. You could smoke. You could bring your own refreshments. And it felt luxurious, an ordinary motor car transformed into a private theater box. It was on this day, 1949, George Orwell's novel 1984 was published, beginning with the line, "It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. He wrote most of the novel on the island of Jura in the Scottish Hebrides. It was raining most of the time. He kept on with the book, even as he became more and more ill with tuberculosis, and died in 1950, less than a year after the book was published. And today is the birthday of the poet Maxine Kuhman. Here's a poem by Maxine Kuhman entitled Chores. All day he shoveled green pine sawdust out of the trailer truck into the chute. From time to time he's clambered down to even the pile. Now his hair is frosted with sawdust. Little rivers of sawdust pour out of his boots. I hope in the afterlife there's none of this stuff, he says, stripping nude in the late September sun, while I broom off his jeans, his sweater, flocked with granules, his immersed in sawdust socks. I hope there's no bedding, no stalls, no barn, no more repairs to the paddock gate the horses burst through when snow avalanches off the roof. Although the old brood mare, our first foal, is his, horses, he's fond of saying, make divorces. 50 years married, he's safely facetious. No garden pump that's airbound, no window a grouse flies into and shatters, no ancient tractor's intractable problem with carburetor, ignition, or piston, no mowers and no chainsaws that refuse to start or start, misfire, and quit. But after a Bloody Mary on the terrace, already frost heaved despite our heroic efforts to level the bricks a few years back, he says, let's walk up to the field and catch the sunset, and off we go, a couple of aging fools. I hope, he says, on the other side there's a lot less work, but just in case, I'm bringing tools. A poem by Maxine Kuhman, Chores, from Connecting the Dots, published by W.W. Norton, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.